This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, more about Moses and Elijah and their growing powers. Here's Dr. Davis.
We see that in Elijah's life. We see that in Moses' life. We see that in John the Baptist's life. And we know that that prophets are endued with the power of preaching and the power of speaking the truth. Second power is the power of their plagues. They will have the power of immediate judgment, the power of life and death over those who try to harm them. And the power of their plagues is seen in three ways. First is death. Fire proceeds from their mouth, as it says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 5. They will protect themselves from any harm. And in 2 Kings chapter 1, Elijah called down fire from heaven. The second way they have power in plagues is through drought. They'll have power to withhold rain during the tribulation. And thirdly is disease, to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. But as with any prophet that speaks the truth and goes against a bold witness for Christ, against principalities, they will be persecuted. In verses 7 through 10, it says, when they finish their testimony, when they've done their work, notice when it says when they've done their work, the beast who ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them. Their persecution, or the persecution that they experience, will lead to their temporary death. So first, let's talk about the death of the witnesses. Really, this is the first of 36 references in Revelation where the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. The beast and the false prophet are paired against the two witnesses. The witnesses were untouchable until they had finished their assignment from God. God gave them 42 months to preach, and when this ministry was complete, the beast was able to gain access to them. You know, and I've heard Dr. David Jeremiah say this quote a number of years ago, and really it has just burned in my mind. A man in the center of God's will is immortal until God is finished with him. And in this case, we see an example of that. We see when they finished their testimony, they came, they did what the Lord ordained them to do, and they were protected until then. And even we'll see that they're protected even through death and their eventual resurrection. But the witnesses were untouchable until they had finished their assignment from God. God gave them 42 months to preach. And when this ministry was complete, the beast was able to gain access to them, but not until then. Let's look at the display of their bodies. They are allowed to lie in the street 3.5 days. And this is just evidence of such hatred that is generated toward these men that they are not given the proper burial. We knew the Jewish burial laws that before the sun goes down, the body would need to be prepared and buried. And the entire world is going to see this. We believe that this is going to be broadcasted in some way and that the entire world will celebrate. And we see that delight of their enemies. We see the torment of the two prophets has ended, which is the cause of a celebration. And I think this just shows how far and how morally depraved the world is at this time, and that they would celebrate the death and allow these bodies to remain in the street and not be properly buried and not be honored. The servants of God are killed and their deaths are celebrated like a holiday. But we see that this is really to show the power of God, that this is allowed to show the power of God, because they are preserved even in death.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.